Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Yours on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm Deirdre Shuley, your host, and today's show we're going to be talking with Grammy winner Miss Patti LaBelle, who will be appearing at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts in the Bronx on Saturday, May 11th at 8 p.m. And we're going to chat a few moments during the show with Executive Director of Lehman Center, Ava Bornstein, who will discuss the Lehman Center Spring Gala and benefit for the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx. And that's to be held in the Lehman Center lobby from 4:30 to 7, the day of Miss LaBelle's concert. And then at the last half hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Xavier Lewis, the R&B and pop artist who competed on America's Got Talent, and who will be opening the show for Miss LaBelle. Well, you know, with all those people gracing the airwaves, we may as well just jump right into the show and spend some quality time with each guest. Well, who doesn't know Patti LaBelle? Some of us first recall her coming on the scene with the Bluebells. Patti spent 16 years as lead singer of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, who changed their name to LaBelle in the early 1970s. And we remember songs like Oh My, On My Own, Lady Marmalade, which I just played, by the way, New Attitude, If Only You Knew, You Are My Best Friend, and Love, Need, and Want You, among others. She was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Apollo Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, as well as the World Music Awards. She has appeared in A Soldier's Story, A Different World, Mama, I Wanna Sing, Cosby the Nanny, Living It Up with Patti LaBelle, Top Chef, and Preaching to the Choir. LaBelle has sold over 50 million records worldwide and authored and co-authored books like Don't Block the Blessing, which was on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks. Patti LaBelle's Light Cuisine, and that's recipes suited for people living with diabetes. And recipes for good life, Patti's Pearls, and LaBelle's Cuisine, recipes to sing about. And that's just a fraction of the lady's life. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Ms. LaBelle will be performing at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, located at 250 Bedford Park West in the Bronx, on Saturday, May 11th. So if you want those tickets, I suggest you get right down to the box office or call 718-960-8835. But Patty's here, so let's welcome Patti LaBelle to the show. Okay.
How are you?
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And, well, as I said at the top of the show, you're going to be appearing at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. It's not your first time either.
I've seen
you there before.
Yes, I'm anxious to do it again.
Well, when you reflect on your life, did you ever think early on you would have experienced the highs and lows and met the people you have and had such a, well, your life has been filled with adventures, I would say.
Yeah, well, I would say that I'm pretty, pretty blessed. And you never know what's going to happen in life, but, you know, all of the things that I've done and all of the people that I've met, I'm very, very happy to have met them and to have done the things that I've done. God is good.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned some of your books. Most of them are associated with cooking. You know, at one time I spoke with Elton John, and he said that he loved working with you, especially after the show when you would feed the folks.
Yeah, I had to feed them. You know, they were hungry. And we had been playing cards, and of course I took all their pounds, which is, you know, their dollars. And I had a place, you know, there in London to cook. And so I cooked for their Bamboozology, and we had good fun playing cards and eating patties.
Well, he said you're a wonder with aluminum foil and an iron.
Yeah, I can do that too with grilled cheese with iron and aluminum foil, and you can heat your chicken, you can heat whatever leftovers you have with a piece of foil and an iron. Get pretty creative when the bucks are short.
Tell me about it. Now, I know that you suffer from diabetes, and America's diet is filled with sugar and salt. I don't know what you can buy in this country that hasn't got some sugar or salt in it, but what's your advice for individuals who are suffering from diabetes?
You can pick your food. You can cook your food differently. They sell everything. It's your job, if you're diabetic or if you just want to eat healthy, to leave the bad things alone. We're all pretty intelligent enough to take care of ourselves when it comes to diabetes or everything.
Well, you wrote a book to help folks with diabetes to eat properly and prepare healthier diets. Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, you prepare food without the butters, without the frying of chicken. You can bake it, broil it, or whatever, and you can do your vegetables with smoked turkey, and, you know, like greens, you don't have to have all the fat running through the pot. And there's so many things, you know, in the book that you can just prepare, and it's healthier for you.
Was that a life-changing experience for you?
Of course it was. Yeah, it's been about maybe 15 years. Yeah, well, I cook my vegetables with, you know, no oil, and steam them. And instead of using all of that, like I said, you can use for flavor smoked turkey or some sea salt, and there are other salts, you know, that you could use, pink salt, and, of course, hot pepper, habaneros, to spice it up, and you won't miss all of the fattening ingredients.
Didn't you have a restaurant one time in Philadelphia, Chez LaBelle?
Yeah. For a hot minute.
Do you know Jean-Claude Baker?
Josephine? Who's that, honey?
Jean-Claude Baker, Josephine's son? Josephine Baker's son?
No, I do.
He owns Josephine in New York.
No, I never met him.
He was telling me how difficult it is to run a restaurant business.
Oh, it's difficult because you have chefs, hopefully, who will create your recipe the way you do it, which is totally impossible. And, you know, with having some chefs who really, really did not know how to cook like Patti LaBelle, it we didn't keep it for a long time. It was not so cute. When I was there, and if I did something, it was awesome.
Would you attempt it again, or at a smaller scale?
Nope. I will not.
Okay.
I will not do that again.
Well, let's move on to your family. I know you have five children. You lost your sisters, but you adopted your sister's children?
Yes. I have one natural son, Zuri, and I have my sister's two children, Billy and Stacy, and I have two brothers, Stanley and Dodd, and they're all wonderful.
Well, you're also the godmother of Cyndi Lauper's son.
Yes, I am.
And one of my favorite singers, Mariah Carey.
And Laura Nero's also.
Oh!
Laura Nero.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That must be something when all of you get together.
Well, we don't all get together. But we speak, you know, so. She's no longer here, but son is. He's a rapper. Laura's son. And Cyndi is still kicking as usual.
Mm-hmm. She looks like quite a character.
She is. A good character.
Well, I want to ask you about whether you're in the studio creating a new... Someone told me that you were creating a new CD. Is that the case?
Yes, I am. Of songs that belong to the greats.
Wow.
Like Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and James Moody. Just a bunch of songs that probably a lot of people have never heard, but I've been working on it for about 6 months now, and I should be finished before this year is out.
Oh, great. So we can look forward to it in 2014?
Yes.
Fantastic. You haven't picked a name yet, have you?
No, not at all. You know, that's like the last thing you do.
Well, have you met Xavier Lewis, who's going to be opening for you?
No, I've not.
Maybe you have the chance to meet backstage. I listened to one of his songs today.
Oh, yeah, we will.
He sounds like a very, a charitable person, and I see he's involved in quite a few humanitarian projects, as are you, correct?
As many as I can be. Yeah, but I will meet him, and I know we'll have a good show.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure all your fans will be there, and you can kick off your shoes, as usual.
Well, I might. You never know.
Well, your management told me that I can only let you speak for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I have another one to do in about 1 minute.
All right, so I guess we're in good timing then.
Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure having you on the show. We're going to look forward to seeing you on May 11th. Do you have a website that people can check you out until then?
They can check me out. You can always find Patti LaBelle.
At pattilabelle.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sorry about the connection and the phone. It's just a little weird, but it was good speaking with you.
It definitely was. And
thank you so much. Okay.
I'll
see you on the 11th, I hope.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And folks, we're going to play one of Patti's songs before our next guest comes on, and that is Love, Need, and Want You. are back, and we have Ava Bornstein with us from Lehman Center for the Performing Arts. And I want to say hello to Ava. How are you, Ava?
Hello. Hello, Deirdre, and all the best to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. So I understand that there is going to be a benefit concert. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, you know, first of all, Deirdre, I am so thrilled. I can't tell you. I'm so excited to have Patti LaBelle live in the Bronx again. I am so excited about it. I cannot wait to see her in person. You know, I personally adore Patti. I have a great admiration for her as an artist. You know, there's nothing like these old-timers, you know, talent that lasts forever. Patti is one of these people, like Barbara Streisand and all others, that survived all the different, you know, techniques and all this technology that we have and all these hoopla. She is a true, true genius, and she's a true entertainer, and I can't wait to see her in person.
Yes, indeed. And I want to mention to people that you are the executive director of Lehman Center for the Performing Arts and responsible for booking most of the wonderful acts that are there at Lehman Center. And I just want to say one more time to those people that want to get tickets to Patti LaBelle's concert that you can. You can call the box office at 718-960-8835 or go online at www.lehmancenter.org. It's going to be a great show, and as I said, we have Ava Bornstein here, who is the executive director of Lehman Center.
I know, Deirdre, you want me to push the fundraiser, which I gladly do, because, you know, any performing arts center right now needs the donations, especially coming from private individuals that love Patti as much as I love Patti, although I doubt it that there's anybody that loves Patti more than me.
Well, I don't know about that.
I present her everywhere I go. Any job I get at different performing arts center, Patti comes with me. Sort of like Jose Feliciano, you know, that's another artist that I adore.
Oh, yes.
He goes with my job. Wherever I go, to whatever performing arts center, certain artists come with me. And Patti agreed to come to the Bronx January 2007 because, you know, of my previous bookings of Patti in other centers. So it is exciting to have such a great artist in the Bronx, first of all. By the way, Lehman Center is a major regional performing arts center in the Bronx. It's easily accessible via public transportation. It's a 2,310-seat theater. It's huge.
And I should say the transportation is the 4 train and the D if you're traveling by train.
D and 4
mm-hmm.
run.
Get off at Bedford Park Boulevard.
Right. It drops you right in front of the doorsteps of the Performing Arts Center. But we also have a very reasonable parking available, so you don't have to worry when you come from Manhattan. You'll be able to park and you'll be safe and you will have an opportunity to hear Patti in a very intimate setting such as the Lehman Center. Fantastic acoustics, fantastic. And I called up my friends in Miami, Max Tucci, who is an old friend of mine from Greenwich, Connecticut, and he's a personal friend of Patti's as well and big fan. And we said, since we have having Patti LaBelle at Lehman Center, why not throw a party beforehand and raise some money for the center? So we're throwing this huge party. It's going to feature a lot of people from out of town, from Miami, originally from New York City. So if you like, if you are a party animal and want to donate money to Lehman Center, it's very reasonable. We're going to have a chef who is a star chef, and it's from local restaurant, Babalu Restaurant. Donated all the food and wine, and we're going to have a DJ from New York, and we're going to party before party. You know, we're going to party before Patti LaBelle's concert. So the whole event starts at 4:30 p.m. We'll be drinking wine, eating hors d'oeuvres, listening to great music, And meet Patti LaBelle in person. She will make an appearance at
great.
The fundraiser. So if you want to snap a shot, you know, shot of you and Patti from a distance, I don't know whether you can get close to Patti, but she will definitely make an appearance at this reception. And all the information, by the way, on the reception and the concert is on our website, which is www.LehmanCenter, like Lehman Brothers, God forgive them, LehmanCenter.org. Okay, so you can get to our website very easily. You can get to Lehman Center easily. Hello, let's buy some tickets.
Tell me about it.
All right, let's get on the phone. Call the box office tomorrow. It's 718-960-8833. And I must tell you that the good seats are really going fast. So if you want to have the best seats in the house, you must call tomorrow. And if you want to be part of a great party before the concert, make a donation, small donation to Lehman Center, and be part of the in-crowd that is going to happen on May 11th, which is a Saturday night, Saturday. Hopefully we have a beautiful weather and we can party all night. That's a special invitation from the executive director of Lehman Center.
Are you doing this in conjunction with Montefiore Hospital?
Yes, thank you. We really would like to start collaborating with more of the great organizations that happen to be in the Bronx. And Montefiore Hospital is one of them. So we thought we would contribute also, you know, not only to Lehman Center, but also to Montefiore Children's Hospital. We plan to do this in the future, you know, collaborating perhaps with the Botanical Garden, with the zoo. There's many, many great institutions in the Bronx. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to see a concert. It's a great place to party. Party, party, party.
Well, speaking of parties, as I said, you're the one that books the show, so what do we have to look forward to in the future on in your show roster?
Well, Deborah, this is wonderful that you're asking me this question because we have numerous Latino shows coming up, so I'm not going to be revealing all the details. You really need to go on our website to find out, but I will mention one. Willie Colon is going to appear on Saturday, June 8th, and he's very, very famous Latino artist. And then, you know, I've already worked on my next season, which we're going to put up shortly. We also have, basically, we're going to be concentrating on the Latino artists for the remaining of the season. So Patti is, like, really our finale, really, in terms of a big-time name. Patti is it at the moment because we had a very busy season.
Well, I want to say that primarily so people understand that Lehman Center is situated in primarily a Latino community.
Exactly. And the way we do our shows is we divide them into international attractions where we bring orchestras and ballet companies from all over the world. You know, Lehman Center featured the National Orchestra of Cuba in its exclusive appearance in New York City. It was a fabulous concert. We also do a lot of Latin shows, such as salsa, geared towards our Puerto Rican audience. And we also do, you know, celebrity ballet, orchestras, modern dance. We try to offer as much variety and as much diversity. Our ticket prices for children are only $10. So I can give you one little secret. For next year, we're going to be featuring the Nutcracker Ballet, and it's the only place in the city where you can see a Nutcracker Ballet for a child under 12 years old for $10.
I got to do a Benjamin Button.
Exactly. You won't be able to do that at ABT or any other great companies that we have in the city. So really, Lehman Center is something not only economical for our audiences, but also we try to keep very high standards artistically, and we're trying to have some fun. We're trying we want our audience to have fun when they come here and enjoy our wonderful artists that visit us each season.
Now, you said that you're working on your 2014. Can you give us a hint, a peek at who might be showing up?
Well, you know, I can't do that because I'm very superstitious, you know. Unless I have signed contracts and everything in a dotted line, I don't want to reveal some details. But, you know, there will be some amazing artists coming in. And, again, our formula continues. There will be orchestras from all over the world. There will be ballet companies, mostly from Russia. We book a lot of Russian companies from Moscow. And we're going to be doing a lot of children programming. And, of course, we're going to have our Latino highlights as well. And we're going to have headliners such as Patti LaBelle. So I really, very shortly, we're going to announce our next season. And I'm sure that your listeners will come and join us in this.
Well, tell me about Xavier Lewis, because he's going to be coming up next.
Xavier Lewis. You know, it's our tradition that when we present a headliner, we also would like to introduce a young, unknown artist. As a matter of fact, Patti loves that, because Patti is a very generous performer, and she would like to give an opportunity to a younger generation. So that's what opening act is all about. And Xavier Lewis happens to be a friend of Max Tucci, who has his own radio show in Miami. And Max Tucci is the person that brought my attention to Xavier Lewis. I understand from him, and I know you're going to be talking to him directly, that
he has a
huge following in New York. So not only are you going to see the grand dame, Patti LaBelle, but you're also going to hear a young, upcoming, wonderful artist by the name of Xavier Lewis.
Well, we have him here now.
Oh, wonderful. Say hello to him.
I shall. So I want to thank you for coming.
Places, but our soul and heart is all in the same place.
Exactly. So thank you, Ava Bornstein, for coming on and telling us about the gala and the
Thank concert. You for supporting Lehman Center. We really do appreciate your assistance, and we hope to see the whole New York to party with us on Saturday, May 11th, with the famous Patti LaBelle and with our guest, Xavier Lewis.
Precisely. Now I'm going to introduce people to Xavier by his song, Georgia Clay. And we're going to play that, and then we're going to say hello. Here we go. Georgia Clay. Thank you again, Ava.
Thank you, darling. Bye.
Busting my tail on a 9-to-5 just to keep up, try to stay alive. Promise my lady we gon' be alright. She be crying while she praying for a better life. Hustling on the side for a bag of rice. Gotta feed the fam, gotta pay the price. Gotta keep trucking through the Georgia clay. Gotta stay searching for a better day. Gotta keep my faith to make a way. Gotta get extended so the gas can pay. Sweet Georgia, hold me down. Keep my feet planted on solid ground. From the New York coast to the Florida shine. Up to the Maryland, D.C. line. Back down south, red peach is prime. Sweet Georgia, where I reside. Tell me why do I have to cry out? Tell me why should I even pray? Tell me why should I worry? From the bird and play, north is root from the states I'm in. Sweet Georgia, hold me down. Keep my feet planted on solid ground. Tell me why do I have to?
just singing the truth, telling the truth, that strange truth. My roots run deep in his Georgia clay.
Georgia Clay by our next guest, Xavier Lewis. But let me tell you a little bit about him. Xavier Lewis was born in Queens, but lived in Florida most of his growing up years, and now he lives in Atlanta. And Lewis has toured and performed in Madrid, Barcelona, Spain, and Winnipeg, Canada, thus becoming an international sensation by way of his stand-up performance on NBC TV's hit talent competition, America's Got Talent. The show propelled him into the national spotlight, wherein he appeared in NBC's Today Show, and Xavier became the grand prize winner of the Georgia Lottery All Access Music Search for Pop and R&B, and his hit single Georgia Clay premiered live on WSBT-ABC in the whole state of Georgia. He'll be the opening act for Patti LaBelle on May 11th. So we've invited him here on Topically Yours to tell us about himself, his talent, his career, and his plans for the future. Greetings. How are you, Xavier Lewis?
Hi. How are you? How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. So tell me, where did you place in America's Got Talent competition?
Well, you know what? It was such an incredible experience and opportunity. Season 3, I actually became a fan favorite on America's Got Talent to win it. I flew out to Vegas. For those that are fans of the show, during those early seasons, you were actually competing not just, you know, for your own record deal per se, but to get your own show in Vegas. So I did make it out to Vegas, and due to the fact that at the time I was in a recording contract, I didn't stay on the show, so we never got voted. But, you know, for whatever reasons, I had to go ahead and leave.
But it helped you anyway get on the national scene, wouldn't you say?
Oh, man, it was by far the most incredible chapter of my career. Phenomenal. If I could do it all over again, I would. But America's Got Talent really put me, I guess, at the attention of America. They tuned in. They loved what they saw, and they heard in me from the jump. And it was just a blessing, you know. It was a blessing to even though I didn't stay on the show the entire season, I made it quite far. But even to be chosen, you know, to represent that season's talent live in New York on the Today Show that season was just humbling, very humbling, you know.
Well, speaking of New York, as I said earlier, you were born in Queens,
yes.
Now an Atlanta native. But tell me about your background, or tell us all about your background.
Well, you know what? I made my official debut into this world, as you said, in Queens, New York. And at the time, you know, my biological mother, I guess, there was something that she might not have been ready at the time. And so, you know, I come from a big family and a grandmother that had 13 kids, and one of her kids was saying, you know, told her, a little sister said, listen, you have that baby and I'm coming to get him. And so I started my journey in Queens, New York, but you know, my blessing of a mother came to get me and raised me in Miami, Florida my whole life. And now I reside in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So it's been a bit of a journey.
Well, did your interest in music stem early in life, or when did you become interested, or what drew you to the profession of music?
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because, you know, growing up in Miami, I grew up in the church, and I used to preach as a kid, like all the time, in church, different events. Matter of fact, speaking you know, in front of congregations, it was such a big deal that I would even, you know, get invited or they would send me from other churches in other cities, other states to speak for their Children's Day or their Youth Day. And I heard as a kid, boy, you're going to be a preacher when you grow up. I heard it so much that I promised myself. I said, no, I will not let this happen. I took this incredible passion, love, and liking to music, and sang my first solo in church at the age of 6, and it's been a rap ever since.
Well, were you competing against a lot of people in the Georgia Music Lottery? I mean, what was your reaction when they said you won?
Oh, man. The Georgia Lottery, wow. Phenomenal, phenomenal lottery. But the Georgia Lottery All Access Music Search, it was a statewide competition. They went to a lot of the major cities throughout Georgia. You had Atlanta, of course, but you had Columbus, you had Macon, you had Savannah, all of these different cities, and they did a statewide audition. And, you know, coming from America's Got Talent, you know, American Idol, America's Got Talent, it's always one winner. Well, the Georgia Lottery said, we want 4 grand prize winners. We want a pop and R&B genre. We want rock, country, and hip-hop. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know, 1 in 4 chances that a grand prize winner could be me. And long story short, out of over 3,000 auditionees or 3,000 contestants, they took it from that to the top 80. I made the top 80. We came back for a semifinal round in the top 80, and they took the top 80 throughout the entire state of Georgia down to the top 12. The top 3 contestants in each one of those 4 categories, and the actual top 12, we competed on live television throughout the entire state of Georgia, and that's where the 4 grand prize winners were seen or proclaimed live TV, and for the first time premiered my single, Georgia Clay, performed it live, and the state loved it. We had 4 incredible celebrity judges, and I came out to be the victor.
Well, congratulations on your
Thank
win.
You.
That's phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you.
Who were some of the celebrity judges?
Well, Georgia's own R&B superstar, Monica, she was the judge. Also, Grammy Award-winning platinum producer, Dallas Austin. We had Clay Cook, which, you know, Clay Cook of the from the Zac Brown Band. You know, Zac Brown just recently this year won another Grammy. But Clay Cook of the Zac Brown Band was a judge. And we had one of Georgia's biggest writers, and I apologize right now, I can't even remember his name, man. But we had 4 remarkable judges. It was a crowd of nothing but star-studded, you know, event as far as those that attended in the audience. We had Kevin Frazier, who hosted it from Entertainment Tonight. The choreographer was our very own Jasmine Guy.
Oh, really?
And it was just a phenomenal event. And, you know, upon winning and becoming the grand prize winner of Pop and R&B, I just recently came back from Hollywood in 2012, Capitol Records Towers, where I did a remix of my single Georgia Clay on the same microphone as Frank Sinatra. I mean, it was just humbling. I got chills.
He was the great.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope
Frank
that mic,
Sinatra,
you rubbed that mic up inside all over yourself.
You better believe it.
He's trying to get some of his DNA.
Oh, man, it was chills. And, you know, it was just so humbling to walk through these halls, these legendary halls in Capitol Records Towers, where all these greats before me that have paved the way, that have given me an opportunity to face an opportunity that, you know, Max Tucci and our very own just Eva Bornstein, that the opportunity they're giving me. You know, these artists have come before me and just they heard my voice and they said, wow, X, your voice is rich. We're going to put you on the same mic as Frank Sinatra. I almost cried.
Wow.
I almost cried.
What are some of the rewards or benefits of having won the state lottery?
Well, you know what? What's interesting is shortly after that, shortly after that, I partnered up with a good friend of mine, one of Georgia's biggest producers and videographers, Mill Cannon. Wow. Mill Cannon supported me, and we began to shoot the music video for Georgia Clay, and we shot the video throughout the entire state. We covered the north mountains of Georgia on down to Savannah, you know, the first African Baptist church directly affiliated with the Underground Railroad, and just different things that really make Georgia just shine in a positive light. And what we did was I came back to the Georgia Lottery, and I was excited about my video, and I said, hey, I'm getting ready to premiere the video. Why don't we do an event? And the Georgia Lottery said, man, you just giving us an even bigger idea. Why don't we do a reunion show of the All Access Music Search? So I won in 2011, January 2011. We do this reunion show. In 2012, they cover us, what our grand prize winners are doing now, what they've done the past year, so on, but guess who's at home watching me as this reunion show airs and I'm performing Georgia Clay live on TV?
Steve Harvey
himself.
See, I was about to ask you about Steve Harvey. And tell me about that, because Steve Harvey was quite influential in your career.
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, Steve Harvey was at home, and he was flicking through the channels, sitting on his couch flicking through the channels, and he lands on the All Access Music Search reunion show, and Xavier Lewis is performing. Out of all four, he lands on me performing Georgia Clay. And everybody on TV is standing up, and they're just having a good time to the song. And immediately he calls his producer. You know, Monica, he calls her, and on the show he calls her Mississippi. But he calls his producer and has her to begin looking for me. He goes on his radio show, By Way, which airs to over 55 million listeners every morning, and says, I just met this guy, Xavier Lewis. I heard this guy performing on TV last night, Xavier Lewis. If y'all know him, y'all tell him I'm looking for him. And
wow.
My phone begins to go crazy. Can you imagine? And he even says it. You can hear the video and see it right now on YouTube. But he even admits, like, when he did that, his email bag began to fill up with hundreds of thousands of people because I've been working the past 3.5-4 years just, you know, performing in other states and other cities, breaking other markets. And it was just a blessing. He had me on his show 2 weeks later. We premiered Georgia Clay officially to over 55 million listeners, and the rest was history. It was phenomenal.
Well, now, have you taken that to Barcelona and other European countries?
Well, you know what? I'm just interested in I got the passport ready. You know, I had an opportunity to tour internationally before all of this even came. So, you know, with just some of the opportunities that are before me now, it's just a blessing. I'm thoroughly just humbled. I'm grateful to God just for allowing me such an opportunity now to grow, you know, to put in some work, to crawl before I walk, and I'm still crawling and just thankful, you know, thankful for these opportunities that you're giving me to be a part of your show, Max Tucci, you know, Eva Bornstein. I mean, these come once in a lifetime, so I'm just humbled by them.
Well, let's talk about your humanitarian bent. Now,
yes.
There's another song that you have done, and I'm going to play it at the end of the show,
okay,
called Give Back.
Yes.
But this is tied into your humanitarian bent, would you say?
Yes,
that you have, what is it, Give Back Unite Arts for Life campaign? Tell me
yes.
about that.
Yes. Well, the Give Back Unite Arts for Life campaign, it's a two-sided campaign. Give Back Unite is in reference to myself. I was able to write this song. It started with a foundation right there in the New York area, the Give Back for Kids campaign, led or founded by Hosea James Javan II. And he called me about writing a song, man, and you know, a connection to the campaign. And I already had a song that I started on a year and a half in advance called Just Believe. And I said, man, I think I have the right song and the right track and everything. So we put it together. We have Give Back. And what I wanted to do was do more than just have an inspirational song or a positive song. As an artist, when we get an opportunity to lend our voice, and that voice not necessarily meaning our singing voices or our speaking voices, but when you have a fan base, when you have an audience that believes in you or supports your music or whatever it is that you do, you have a voice. And ultimately, I'm a strong believer that where I leave my audience, I'm held responsible for it. You know, what kind of food do I feed my fans? Do I feed them a positive message? Do I feed them, you know, inspiring message through song? And so I said, you know what, instead of just having this song, I want to stand on its very inspirational message by doing just that, giving back. And so right now, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to iTunes right now. You can type in Xavier Lewis Give Back into the iTunes Store search engine. Click See All, and you'll already begin to see how this phenomenal campaign has begun to brand its revolutionary face. Whereas I've taken the logos from other foundations, placed them on the Give Back cover, and submitted them as their own release to iTunes, and that becomes their lifetime underlining fundraiser or support system for whatever their cause is. And I'm giving back a lifetime 70% of the royalty to their cause. And it's just been
That's
a great
generous.
Thing. Yeah, it's been a phenomenal thing.
Well, now, you also encourage volunteering, right?
Yes, yes. Well, the Give Back Unite campaign, it's a hands-on campaign. Like, for instance, the Arts for Life side of it. The Arts for Life side, it's a gentleman by the name of Grant Love, has a business partner by the name of Michael Green, and they come together and they formed this campaign called Arts for Life. Well, it's really in reference to human trafficking. You know, New York, Miami, and Atlanta are the three hubbers, unfortunately, when it comes to these kids that are dragged through this just ridiculous process of trafficking. And so the Arts for Life side of the Give Back Unite campaign brings awareness to human trafficking.
Well, tell people what that is for those that have no idea.
Well, human trafficking, for those out there that's listening, human trafficking is all about basically when these kids, as young as they can be, boys as well as girls, get caught in being purchased and used for whatever, being exploited sexually. And what's sad...
And slave labor.
What? I didn't hear you?
And slave labor as well.
Yes, slave labor. I mean, what's so sad about it is when you think of the drug community, you know, you can sell a drug one time. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, but this child can be purchased 20 times a day. And it touched my heart what the gentleman Grant Love and his business partner Michael Green stood for, and they loved what I was doing with the Give Back Unite campaign, and we just brought our worlds together. So that's why you have now the Give Back Unite Arts for Life campaign. And matter of fact, we're looking to kick off the official Arts for Life production, which not only is a concert series, but it's also a Broadway series. And one of our first official Broadway productions will take place there in New York at the Lincoln Center.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. So that's phenomenal. We haven't attached the specific date to it, but, I mean, we have a lot of
things. I mean, it's already in the works? It's already
in the works.
Established? Oh, okay.
It's already in the works. So I'll
and it's about human trafficking?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And the premiere of the piece that has been written by a phenomenal writer here in the Georgia area, again, when we get to that point, I'll call you and have everybody on your show, and
cool.
We'll be glad to share so we can let your listeners know what's going on and they could come out and support.
And don't forget that now. That's the promise.
I promise.
That should be an interesting show.
I promise I won't. But it's a phenomenal piece, and I'm just honored to be affiliated with such a gentleman that could stand for such a cause. And an artist, that's ultimately what I am all about. You know, the entertainment, the performance, it's one thing, what's coming.
Well, you know, I talked to Patti LaBelle just before I talked with you.
Wow.
And, she's never met you, she said, but she's looking forward to it. And what about you?
Oh,
you're
my
opening act, right?
I am on my, Miss Patti LaBelle, I am on my knees right now. Humbly, I'm on my knees right now. I thank you. I have followed your work. You know, I just love your spirit, your warm spirit, and I'm just thoroughly grateful to you, alongside of Max Tucci and Eva, you know, Bornstein, for considering me in the first place enough to present me to you. But I'm just thoroughly grateful to you all for just giving myself and my band, which is entitled Whiskey Peach. So everybody listen out for that. But just giving us an opportunity to just share in that stage with you. I'm humbled. But you will love what you hear. I'm bringing back the soul sound, real music, message of song.
Well, that's what I was about to say. You keep jumping ahead of me. But they said that you a quote from you is that you intend to bring the soul back to R&B.
Oh, yeah. I think it's so important, you know. Soul music is piercing. It's not called soul music just for title's sake. It's soul music because the melody, the message, it reaches the soul. It pierces the soul. It leaves you feeling just motivated, on fire. You know, it just delivers us that emotion that, wow, this is what music feels like. This is what real music feels like. And it's not to take any away from any other artist. I'm a fan of the arts, period. And I'm a fan of so many different artists out there. So, but as far as me, my lane is soul. I stay true to that. And we're going to do a little Sam Cooke, Bobby Womack, you know. We're going to take it back, but I'm going to also give some of my own soulful originals that the crowd would appreciate. So, looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Now, we're getting close to our time limit.
Okay.
And I want to, is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to say? Well, give your website.
Yes. Well, let me do that. Let me plug the social media. Please, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, you can follow XL, my initials, XL Whiskey Peach. Whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, Peach, P-E-A-C-H. So on Twitter, again, that's XL Whiskey Peach. And on Facebook, you can follow us at Xavier Lewis and Whiskey Peach. And that's Xavier, just like Xavier University, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, A-N-D, and Whiskey Peach. Wow, what can I say? Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to be a part of your show. Hopefully, I'm now a friend of the show. And whenever I'm coming to New York, I'll be sure to drop you a line and we can tune in. I can keep you posted on what's going on. But more so, once again, Max Tucci, Eva Bornstein, thank you all so much. We are humbly grateful and we are ready. New York, put your Sundays, your Saturdays finest on. May 11th is going down at the Lehman Performing Arts Center. Xavier Lewis and Whiskey Peach and Miss the Legendary Patti LaBelle live. Wow, what an event.
And get your tickets by calling 718-960-8835 or go online at www.lehmancenter.org. And it's my pleasure to have had Patti LaBelle today, Eva Bornstein, and Xavier Lewis on the show.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And this is Deirdre Schuler, and this is the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow. And I want to thank my audience for making my topic topically yours. And for those that want to donate to Blake Radio, all you have to do is go on blakeradio.com, click on to Music Massage, scroll down to Donation, and give some money. But I'm going to end the show now, since we've been talking to Xavier Lewis about all his humanitarian pursuits and about giving back, and that's the name of his song, Give Back. So here we go.
It's time we give back. Someone see and show someone where love.
And you've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.